Hey, what's up, Tree? Can you hear me?
Hello, hello, greeting.
Awesome, what's up, man? Is it loud? Can you nose back my nose where I am?
It's not loud. No, I mean, there's a little bit of noise in your stream, but it doesn't sound really distracting.
All right.
Stream, but
yeah, I guess I can talk then. Because I was worried that it's gonna be loud. Like what I was talking to this one as well.
I can kind of hear like some vague noises of people talking in the background, but.
Do you think it would be fine, or like, do you think you got it for like the first half?
Yeah, I mean, I can just chat for a while if it's, you know, if you're in a position that's kind of difficult.
Yeah, it's cool. So you can do the first half and like, I'm gonna move my spot in the next 15 minutes, and afterward you can, I can chime in. I'm
all right, cool.
Yeah,
so I'll just keep talking and go through the list, and you can jump in whenever you're ready.
All right, great. And I'm gonna respond to everything on the Discord. Like, I had so many things this week, like my midterm.
All right.
So, like, bringing all this schoolwork, it's not a joke.
Yeah, life gets busy.
Yeah, so, okay, you can start it.
Cool, all right. Welcome, everybody, to another week of IBC News. We're going to give you guys a quick update on everything that's been happening in the cosmos. This is Triggs from Cleomedes, and we've got Jacob from Atlas DAO, who will be joining us in a few minutes. So to get us kicked off, I'll just get digging into it. So Juno, exciting news. They're having the halving coming up. So that's going to be a big item. Exciting to see some tokenomic changes happening. Also, another exciting news on Juno. They executed the first on-chain community spend governance prop from within a DAO sub-DAO. It was on testnet, but just like proof of concept, it was pretty cool to see a sub-DAO on the DAO platform actually executing a community spend governance proposal. So that's a good sign of things to come as Juno continues to expand their governance structure, and the team working on the charter continues to grow that process, and we can use the DAO tool to be more effective in managing our governance. So hopefully that will continue to roll out on other chains, and we'll see other groups being able to use that functionality to improve the on-chain governance experience. Moving on to Stargaze. So Infinity Pool is launching this week. So many of you have been waiting for that for quite a while. It's exciting that it's coming up. There is also another prop up to bring protocol-owned liquidity. This is a good community discussion to get involved in, so definitely recommend getting on the forums and seeing what other people are saying. Want to get your voice heard on protocol-owned liquidity for Stargaze. Another exciting update for Stargaze users is now creators can mint with USDC. So that's progress. Exciting to see more token usage being enabled, kind of an abstracting away the limitations of being stuck with only using one token on cross-chain compatible networks. So that's a step in the right direction. Speaking of steps in directions, Cosmos has duality merge. The duality merge is happening. So the duality binary into the neutron blockchain. I'm not super familiar with the technical details on that, so I won't be able to dive into that into a lot of detail. But if you're aware of what that is, it's probably exciting to know that it's happening now. ICF delegations went through, so a lot of different validators and projects that are participating in the network are now getting more funding. Hopefully that is going to carry through with increased productivity on the network. Let's see what this funding can bring us. More, hopefully more stability, more features, more interoperability. That's what we're all going for. Transparency on ICF operations is continuing to take steps towards improvement. It's definitely been a point of contention in the community as to how that's managed and the relevant transparency that is put forward. But we continue to make steps in the right direction and increase our capacity for transparency. So hopefully these delegations bring some good to the ecosystem. The unclaimed Neutron airdrop is being sent to the Cosmos Hub community pool. That signaling prop went through. It was kind of the tacit agreement for the Neutron chain being a part of the Cosmos Hub. So it's good to see that following through with the community supporting that choice. There was some suggestions for repurposing that leftover airdrop tokens for divvying out to stakers or validators. There's some issues with the ICF concept in terms of validators are basically running it at a loss because it's not incentivized properly. So I think that was the intention behind the suggesting the Neutron airdrop went to validators instead of the community pool. But that's not to say that the community pool can't choose to use that to incentivize the validators. So it'll be interesting to see, where this goes. If you have opinions on that, definitely recommend getting into the forums and engaging with people on this discussion. And let the community know what you think that Neutron airdrop should be used for. What's the best way to incentivize growth in the network with those leftover tokens? Good stuff happening in the Cosmos. Osmosis has been active. The OGP transparency report is out. Definitely looking forward to digging into that, seeing what's been going on. There is a prop up to incentivize the DYDX token. DYDX is definitely a big player that's moving to the Cosmos. Everyone's really excited about that. So good to take a strong look at how we want to incentivize that on Osmosis, try to attract some of that traffic into the Osmosis network, liquidity hub.
Yeah, it's an interesting part because DYDX could be a direct competitor to Osmosis.
Right, right.
So it's going to be, I'm looking forward to see what the community will vote, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Because DYDX just did more than 4 billion.
Yeah, exactly.
More than 4 billion in volume in the past 7 days.
Yeah, that's nuts. I mean, those numbers are like hard to wrap your head around. They're so big, but it dwarfs, the traffic that we're seeing in the Cosmos right now. So definitely a huge actor of increase in traffic. Trying to capture some of that with Osmosis incentivizing the DYDX token, it might make sense. We definitely need to hear from the community, chime in on it, let us know what the pros and cons are. We need your feedback.
Go ahead. And kind of like touching
more in on it, let us know what the pros and cons.
One thing I like about them, they just open source all their chain code and everything they're working on. So that's pretty cool for the community again to go and check what's going on over there. And they also just update the charter, like the foundation of DYDX, to instead of just a for-profit foundation, they now move to a public benefit corporation. So they'll be able to do both at the same time. So it's pretty interesting to see how that's going to play out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the biggest news items that isn't being talked about in the ecosystem right now. DYDX converting to a public benefit corporation is pretty interesting. It definitely opens some doors to them operating in a different way, and also opens some doors to different funding avenues for their products, which, I mean, they've got massive trading volume already. So, you know, maybe they're not doing this from a funding perspective, but that was just one of the things that occurred to me. So, you know, very curious to see how that plays out. But seeing a big project like that moving towards open source, like it really, to me, is a shining example of the way that projects can progressively decentralize. And, you know, I think that we're all kind of waiting to see Kujira do this same process, because they've said many times that, like, once they get their full product suite functioning, you know, they are planning to transition to an open source platform. And that's been the biggest, like, contention for the Kuji ecosystem. So I think seeing DYDX do this is great in terms of just, you know, watching the industry move that direction and seeing examples of people doing it right. Hopefully they continue to do it right. And the execution is really the crucial part. So watching how this transition is executed will really help us see, you know, the value for these projects to continue to pursue that progressive decentralization. Speaking of Kujira, Pond is live, which is pretty exciting. It's a new interface for just making it easier for developers to engage in the ecosystem. Essentially, the long and short of the Pond system is it takes about 3 commands to execute a full network instance for, you know, producing and testing your applications. From my understanding, I'm not super deep into the development side of that aspect, but just from a overview, the feature system of the Pond program seems like an increase in accessibility, a tremendous increase in accessibility. So exciting to see how that starts to play out. If you're interested in hearing more about what the Kujira team has been up to and what kind of tools they have live in their ecosystem, on our Twitter account, we always share all the links to the news items that we talk about afterwards. So definitely hit up Twitter and find our post with all these links. And there's a link in there to a space that Kujira did recently that just goes through the whole deal. I mean, they've got everything, perps, leverage, real world assets, it's all there. So if you want to get the full update on Kujira, I definitely recommend hitting up that Twitter space and give it a listen.
Yeah, Kujira is definitely a beast. They have everything. The only thing I feel like they are missing is kind of like to have like one UI for everything instead of switching between apps.
Yeah, for sure. Other exciting news, the Akash hackathon was completed. So we'll have a link to that tweet as well in our report. So you can see all the details of submissions and winners to the Akash hackathon. Pretty exciting stuff. Nice to see them continuing to encourage community development. It's a crucial aspect of open source. So got to keep pushing those hackathons so we can bring in the kind of developers that we need. Speaking of bringing in things that we need, Kava has been busy. They have a new their DEX Kinetics is partnered with Steer Protocol to launch an automated liquidity management smart pool functionality. So that's keeping up with the trends of modern DeFi tooling. Good to see them staying active with that. They've got a prop 165 is up to launch USDT on Injective. So that's good news for Injective and Kava, getting some more native stable coins feeding into the Cosmos ecosystem. So it's going to definitely, well, we'll see how the prop goes, see if people are interested in that. If you have an opinion, if you're a Kava holder, I definitely recommend hitting up the governance forums and make your voice be heard. Speaking of making your voice be heard, this is Quasar has an update. So recently there was a little bit of a back-end snafu that caused some slippage. Apparently I wasn't using Quasar at the time, so I didn't experience this, but if you are someone actively using Quasar and you were part of the slippage event and suffered losses because of it, they are there's a forum post currently to get feedback from the community on that issue. And if you suffered a loss from that slippage event, they want to restore you to, you know, complete standing. So if you've been active with Quasar, I definitely recommend, you know, find the link in our Twitter post. It'll send you to the Quasar forum, and you can, you know, post on there, you know, how you were affected by that, and be able to claim some restitution. So that's pretty awesome to see a project like really stepping up and, you know, taking ownership of their project and the consequences of, you know, potential issues that come up. It's important to keep in mind that everything that we're doing right now is experimental. There are going to be issues no matter how good the dev team is, no matter how well audited projects are, there's always going to be issues that come up during these experimental stages. And as participants, we have to be, you know, aware and ready to handle that. But it's good to see projects really stepping up and taking ownership of it and making community members whole. So stay tuned on that one.
Yeah. And kind of to dive in more, like the airdrop side, Celestia, right? Celestia. They had the airdrop happening last week. That was the shortest airdrop I've ever seen in my whole life. That was a quick one. Were you able to claim anything?
No, unfortunately, I am a U.S. resident, and I decided for some reason to follow the rules. Not very cypherpunk of me, but I did not circumvent the geofencing and claim my Celestia airdrop. So I donated it back to the cause. We will see what Celestia community chooses to do with my unclaimed airdrop. The onus is on the community now. It's up to you guys. So if you hold TIA tokens, I'm really counting on you guys to do something valuable with that unclaimed airdrop. I donated it back to y'all's.
Gotcha. Yes, it's been the norm right now with geoblock for airdrops. I don't know what to think about it because I'm like, that's another for another space, but yeah,
totally. We could just like dive into that topic for probably a long time. It is it's a tricky one.
Yeah, it is. And kind of like dive more like as mostly project. We have Mouse going live with the V2. That's really huge for the V2 because I don't know if you used to a credit account. So is it loud? Can you hear me? You're kind of like a stop asking by me.
Yeah, it's a little bit hard to hear you. You were talking about Mars V2 going live?
Yeah, Mars V2. They have like the V2 network upgrade happening. So that can be used because they have like the credit account where you'll be able to use all your crypto from every other chain to borrow and do a bunch of other things. So I would suggest everybody who's listening to this to go look back and check that out. Because I feel like out of all the things that I've seen in Cosmos that's kind of new, that might be something newish that Mouse did. Because before it was just in a beta version, so it didn't have like the full feature live. So now it's, the full version is live now. So. I was in the space yesterday listening to it. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's exciting to see these, credit-based protocols really expanding. It's a key component of financial systems to be able to use and manage credit. So getting that functionality in the Cosmos ecosystem is essential for DeFi to be able to grow and flourish. So nice to see Mars is continuing to produce. And I think we mentioned it a couple weeks ago when it first had the proposal on Osmosis to go live, but the Membrane Finance is also another product that is providing, you know, features, leverage features and, you know, credit-based loans. And they have a unique aspect in terms of using a bundle. They have a bundling mechanism to kind of mitigate your risk. So that's an interesting one. And definitely recommend people, you know, take a look at it. It's kind of the polar opposite of Mars in terms of Mars is a big project with a big team producing big tools, and Membrane is one big brain who is just like grinding it out like a beast. The guy is Trix is the man, and he's got a big brain and he's building it all. So it's interesting to kind of watch the two different versions of a similar product kind of working in different ways. It's an exciting thing about a permissionless open source kind of platform is that anybody and everybody can participate, and it's really up to the community to decide, you know, which tools they like and which tools they don't trust. So, you know, you got to dig into these applications and really look at the teams behind them and make up an opinion on, you know, whether or not you want to use this software. Speaking of trust and reputation, I think it's one of the exciting things that I'm personally participating in is the Creds application on the Check Network. It is a decentralized self-sovereign identity solution, and they are testing their creator studio right now. They're beta testing it. It's just going live. So I'm excited to dig into that and kind of play around with on-chain credentials. I think it's going to be a huge game changer for us in terms of just being able to verify people's pseudonymous identities. You know, we don't necessarily have to go it's not like a KYC solution. It's all about building on-chain reputation for on-chain activity. And so that I think is going to lead towards, building an ecosystem where we have a better ability to evaluate contributors and developers and participants, and not just have to kind of trust our gut feel or, you know, what we see on Twitter or whatever, but actually having like verifiable credentials that show that people are, you know, doing the things that they say they do and what the outcomes of those things are. So that's kind of exciting. We'd be remiss if we didn't jump into some AI news. It's a big part of our modern ecosystem. Everybody's been talking about. So Fetch, our local AI native chain, has been onboarding their first users to the Delta V program, which is combining their AI agents with LLMs, language learning models. So if you're an AI nerd, that probably means more to you than the average person, but it's a pretty big step in terms of expanding the functionality of on-chain AI with Fetch. So it's exciting to see that they are, you know, moving that direction and testing out the initial users in that system. Another interesting note on Fetch, their headquarters recently moved to Dubai. So that was a change for their corporate structure, for the team behind the project, the labs. Another interesting AI developments, it's kind of flies under the radar a little bit, I think, but OriChain is continuing to just build, talking about, solid teams. They've got an active team working hard on their AI based chain. So the OriDex is live now with futures trading, I believe, or going live soon, one of the two. And another interesting project that's live on OriDex is AI Write. It's a text to image generator. So that's pretty interesting. I was just kind of glancing through their Twitter recently and saw some pretty cool stuff that they're putting out. So if you're interested in image generation for AI and blockchains, there is some crossover right now on OriChain. So I would dig into that and definitely give AI Write, you know, a spin, see what you think of that.
Yeah.
Let's see, what other news do we got?
Yeah, this week been,
Jacob, did you want to go ahead?
Yeah, this week been, the last week been eventful. We had a lot of things happening.
Yeah, it was a busy week. I was kind of really surprised at how much the news piled up. I guess we are a little bit later in the week than normal, so we had a few extra days on it. But yeah, definitely. There was some news on Archway that you were talking about. Did you want to dig into what's going on Archway?
Oh yeah, so for Archway, they just had like they were doing some campaign for the chain, and I think that one just ended, and also they have a deck on Archway, I think, called Astral Vault, and they just released the criteria to receive the airdrop. And also they have some bug bounty going on there. So I'm pretty excited for the chance to do some cool stuff over there. At the end of the day, I just love it. Anything Cosmos, so I want everybody to succeed. So let's see what happens for them in the future.
Yeah, for sure. Archway's kind of just been like blown in like a storm. So it's exciting to see their progress continuing. They've got a really unique perspective, I guess, from my understanding. And I really appreciate the kind of the economic foundation that they are building from. So it's good to see their tools are continuing to roll out. The DEX is growing. They've got, like you said, the criteria is out for some airdrops. So definitely, if you're interested and active on that chain, now is the time to check in and see what's available for rewards for your activities. Think that pretty well sums it up. We're kind of getting close to the 30-minute mark, and I think we nailed it. Do you got any last-minute news items?
No, I think that should be it for today. And I just want to say thank you, everybody who came in. Thank you, everybody who's listening afterward on Spotify. Make sure to comment back next week. Do you have anything else you want to share, Cleo?
Yeah, just mirror that sentiment. Thanks for joining, everybody. And also make sure you hit up our Twitter account, within the next day or so. We will have a follow-up tweet that has all the links to all of the news items that we talked about, so you can read more detail about anything you're interested in. And yeah, stay tuned for next week. Also, if you want to participate in IBC News, we collect news items from community members. The Cleomedes Zili board has an active quest for reporting news items that rewards contributors with a small amount of Cleo tokens. Nothing fancy, but it is a fun way to just participate in the process and get a little bit of a reward. So if that sounds exciting to you, definitely hit us up on Discord and check out our Zili page. And otherwise, we will catch you all next week.
Motherfuckers
screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ants dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken knives. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom over impossible loss. It's all moss and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight and all these Maybellines, they call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community, all these low hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10 stargazing after the siege, commanding all the management to grab a few Z's, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Channel Spaces.